Woodham & Son Southside Firestone. They're on the Troy Highway, about a half mile south of the Southern Bypass.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
Quickly. Ladies and gentlemen, in just a few moments, we start our daily broadcast.
Who listens to radio? That go where you go medium called radio. That's with you every night through the long commuter fight. And in the morning with your toast and mama lady, oh.
John.
What is FM?
Good.
Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring, or fall. Who listens to radio? Only 150 million.
I want to be a DJ.
You do?
Woo! 150 million people. That's all.
That's the radio.
I think I heard of that.
It's called the radio. Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Stand by for news.
Fox News, I'm Lillian Wu. In Sri Lanka, the government now placing blame for the attack Sunday, which killed at least 290 people, pointing to a domestic terror group experts say promotes Islamic terrorist ideology.
Police have found 87 low-explosive detonators abandoned next to a private bus stand. So the situation is still very fluid. They're going house to house of suspects and searching them. The police said they lost three of their men while searching houses yesterday.
Neville Lazarus with Sky News. And tough talk from the Trump administration today on oil from Iran. Officials say the Secretary of State will announce to five nations, including allies Japan, South Korea, and Turkey, that they'll no longer be exempt from U.S. sanctions if they continue to import oil from Iran. This is Fox News.
Presents Real American Heroes.
Real American Heroes.
Today, we salute you, Mr. Guy Who Doesn't Watch Game of Thrones.
Guy Who Doesn't Watch Game of Thrones.
Whether you don't have HBO or whether you think dragons are stupid, you make a point to tell everyone that, for you, winter is not coming. All hail the king of nonconformity.
I'd like to go against the grain.
You even post it on Facebook.
And inject it into Monday break room conversations, yeah.
So if you're the type who makes plans on a Sunday night and rip into people for watching TV, it's because you're a true independent, a free thinker. You're Mr. Guy Who Doesn't Watch Game of Thrones, a real American hero.
Mr. Guy Who Doesn't Watch Game of Thrones.
I bet you also didn't go to the prom.
Good morning, everyone. Time to check in with your favorite radio morning show. Good morning, Greg Budell.
At your service.
And Jay Scott. By the way, Jay, what did you guys have for breakfast this morning?
All we got left is rabbit and hot dogs.
I don't know if I want a hot dog.
Hot dog, they'll take rabbit.
Emily Hayes, could you tell me what it sounds like in your little love nest when husband comes home after a hard day at work in twice-a-day Millbrook?
Hello. Come in. I'm so happy to see you.
Bailey, the wonder dog. Bet I can make you laugh. Chicken. And Rich Thomas, Have you got a weather forecast ready?
Why, certainly.
You know, that's one of the biggest parts of the program.
Some fun, eh?
Now, stand by for three men.
What dish?
And a lady.
Hey, it's Monday morning. We're ready to go. May as well stay with the theme. We're going to try and figure out who that is before the end of the show. Greg Nadeau, Jay Scott, Emily Hay, and Rich Thomas with a board case.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Alabama Wholesale Lumber. Alabama Wholesale Lumber, serving the River Region with the best quality building materials for decades. Contractor to do-it-yourselfer. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
We're in the upper 40s again this morning, but actually we're about 8 degrees warmer than yesterday morning. What a chilly start on Easter Sunday morning with 40 degrees, but a great recovery at 78. That's a lot of territory to cover in one day. Sunshine today, the warming trend continues, high around 82. Not as cool tonight. The overnight low temperature with mostly clear skies, 54. Tomorrow, middle 80s. I've got us at 84. Mostly sunny. Mid-80s on Wednesday. Partly to mostly sunny. Again, a dry day. So a nice string of days to start our week. Now, will this be a week without severe weather? Well, I don't know. We have a storm system coming in Thursday night into Friday. And depending on which model you believe, maybe not. Maybe some stronger storms. We'll see. We've got a couple of days to look at it, two or three days to look at it. Nice weather returning over the weekend, Saturday and Sunday. Right now, this morning, we have calm winds, clear skies, temperature 48 at 612.
Prime South Bank is here to give you more bang for your buck. You'll find the conveniences of digital tools, plus more ways to stretch your dollar than those big national banks. It's a great way to enjoy prime living. Visit them in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, and Montgomery. Member FDIC.
Hey, everybody.
Hi.
Hi.
I thought since this would be one of the last cool, really cool mornings of the year, chili would be a good option today. How was it?
Fantastic.
Cool. It was cool.
There's some apple pie downstairs, too.
Oh, yay!
And that's courtesy of... I had Easter Sunday at my doctor's house. Well, it's good because he's got, like, everything at home. Paddles on the kitchen wall.
Oh. Right?
So... No, it was fantastic, and he blessed us with an apple pie.
It's the one dessert that is my weakness in this world.
I love apple pie.
Well, get weak, because whatever's left is going home with me. Because I have weaknesses, too, you know. And many of them involve sugar.
Oh.
So, while we're kind of settling in, I guess it was kind of a rough Easter for Menthol Meredith.
Oh.
So, would you like to see... what she has to say about it?
Sure.
Good.
Well, I don't know how y'all are feeling this morning, but I'm feeling about as fresh as a roadkill raccoon. You see, I was making my grandbaby some Easter biscuits, and all the peeps I bought for them at the Walmart just kept ending up in my mouth. Then the next thing I know, I had swallowed 7 sleeves of peeps and had a sugar rush like I ain't felt since I won that Slurpee drinking contest on the night of my wedding. After I ate them all, I didn't have nothing to fill the Easter baskets with, so I had to get real creative, and so I just filled their baskets with some empty packs of cigarettes filled with Easter grass and Junior Mints.
Oh, man.
It was actually real, real cute. I'd like to say I learned my lesson about swallowing all those peeps, but I guess I didn't, because after I get done talking to y'all, I'm headed on down to the Walmart, because today is that sweet, sweet day that comes only once a year when peeps are half off. So gird your loins, Walmart, because all four here I come.
Who's hitting the stores for half off candy?
I'll be checking in on it.
Let me know.
Just to see what, you know.
Let me know what you're running into. I may want to invest with you.
I know that yesterday afternoon, they had, like, around 4 or so, they hadn't discounted it yet. 5 o'clock.
No. Next day.
Well, you know, I didn't know. I thought maybe.
Well, the way convenience stores work is they assume that it's possible that at 11:59 on Easter night,
right,
some frantic parent could walk in and say, I haven't done the basket yet. Then right. Today, you know, I'm sure they'll be... they start out, the first day or two, it's like 25% off. Then they go to half off before the end of the week. And then, like, 1 year with the Cadbury eggs, you remember?
Yeah, but they don't, but the good stuff doesn't last. The good stuff goes the first day. The first day of discounts, it goes. Well, so whatever the good stuff is.
Notice that in the only grocery store chain that was open yesterday was Winn-Dixie. I did notice lots of Easter stuff. Was in that main area when you first come in, and just ridiculous prices off as far as they're trying to get rid of it, including baked goods.
Well, we're going to give people a chance to shop.
Look at the puppy.
Ridiculous prices on everything being lower at Food Outlet. Mm. When Jay does random facts next hour, that's followed by our pop quiz. Don't miss out on that. We have our Bob Howard's winning word ready to go this morning. Gosh, I feel so prepared.
And whoa!
This is one of those mornings where everything worked perfectly. There was no issues.
Well, don't curse it. Knock on some wood or something.
Bring your head over here and I'll...
Uh-huh.
Just Sonny Fox joke.
All right.
First one of the morning. We'll have our Star is Born feature. Are you doing the cheap and trashy today? Do you want that? Or do you want to do good news? What do you want? I'm trying to...
I'll do whatever you tell me to do. Because that's what a good woman should do. Oh. Is whatever the man tells her to do.
This is true. This is true. Well, many traditional, and I've worked with quite a few, like a battalion of therapists.
Don't even try to tell me for a minute that therapists have told you that women should just be subservient to men and obey
everything. Not subservient.
And obey everything.
Not obey everything.
I'll take the rapist for $400.
That's a therapist.
You gotta do it in the Sean Connery voice. All right. Just read it in my book, okay?
Yes.
When it comes out.
Okay.
We'll get you up to speed. They had quite the party at Montgomery Eye Physicians on Saturday, their annual spring screening event. And no doubt some of the folks that were screened and found out they were eligible for LASIK will be scheduling procedures, because who wouldn't want to be able to see without the benefit of glasses or contact lenses if it were possible? LASIK does that. And at Montgomery Eye, you have so much experience. They stopped by last week. They're in there. They're celebrating 75 years.
Oh, wow.
Just as a practice. That goes all the way back to the end of World War II. So they have their act together when it comes to customer service, which is something you don't think about when it comes to medical procedures. But you know what? Your time is important, and they respect it at Montgomery Eye, which is great. So if your appointment is scheduled at 1 o'clock, that's when you're going to be called back. If you've never been screened for LASIK, it is a no-charge procedure and only takes a few minutes. And nobody's going to press you to make an immediate decision, but you can do care credit for qualified customers if money is an issue. But the good news is, as LASIK has advanced in its effectiveness and recovery time, the price has continued to come down. Not that you should ever go for discount LASIK. That's not what we're saying. It's just that they've made it more affordable for consumers over the years. 272-2020 is their number. If you'd like to learn more online, go to onlinemep.com. 620.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Montgomery police say a man was injured after someone shot into his car. This happened in the 1100 block of Bragg Street Sunday afternoon. The man is expected to be okay. So far, police have not made any arrests. Montgomery fire officials are investigating a late-night house fire. This happened in the 2600 block of Westwood Drive. People were home at the time but made it out safely. Fire crews tell us the home is a total loss. No injuries were reported. And several North Alabama massage parlors have been shut down after state police say they were fronts for human trafficking. Attorney General Steve Marshall says employees at Ty Green's Massage Therapy had to work long hours and some were expected to engage in sex acts. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The weekend's over. We hope you had a great one.
I swear to God, I'm going to come down harder on you on Monday.
What is today?
It's going to be like a friggin' hurricane.
Today's Monday.
Well, then.
Well, then you better bring it.
Bring what?
Coffee and donuts?
Yeah.
Oh, it's already been the rock.
I would make my day. Monday.
Showtime.
It is a very special Monday at 621.
Happy Earth Day to you. Happy Earth Day to you. Happy Earth Day, planet Earth. Happy Earth Day to you. Buy solar panels today. Don't throw those plastic bottles away. Recycle them. Buy an electric car tomorrow, or we'll all be dead in 12 years.
Remember the first Earth Day?
I do.
1970?
Yeah, it's all in the timeline.
We did it in Chicago with an assembly at school.
Oh.
I think we sang Kumbaya.
Yeah.
One thing you can say for certain, in this country, we've really done an amazing job cleaning up skylines, rivers, lakes, over the last...
Not only that, I've noticed the air here, especially in the southeastern U.S., which used to be very white in the summertime with the humidity, but is much bluer now. And that's because of what we've cleaned up the air a little bit.
Now, there are other countries that could use an Earth Day.
China.
China comes to mind. Oh, Indonesia, yeah. And India. And they're not the...
I think it was third grade on Earth Day when we planted a tree at Chockville Elementary School in the Jefferson County school system.
Is it still there? Is it still growing? Have you visited
A couple of years ago, I went and kind of snuck around on a Sunday because I wanted to see my old school. Mm-hmm. I was up yonder way, so I did. And it's still there.
Oh, the school or the tree?
Good Lord, the tree.
Just asking, just clarifying.
I think you expected that story to go a little longer.
I did.
I'm aware.
But we're cool. Timeline is coming up for April the 22nd, along with the Rich Thomas School of Broadcasting lesson for the day.
Ooh, it's a good song.
During the timeline, Rich will no doubt count down the days to Mother's Day. And as it closes in, you could start feeling pressure, or you could take some time during lunch today or after work and head over to Brian, Jory, and Prattville and start talking mom with them. Because when you do that, they then make suggestions based on their extensive in-house selection, or begin the process of creating something that's very personal, makes a statement. You know, I think you'll see it in my magazine column next month, but I would probably have a golden pansy made for my mother because it's a story that we shared and had a lot of laughs over. Just as one possibility. But they know I ask those probative questions, Law and Order, Special Jewelry Unit, to come up with ideas. So you're not just throwing money or buying something for the sake of buying something. You're buying something that has a little meaning, a little heart behind it, and tells mom, yes, I'm not only a good boy or a good girl, but I kind of know what makes you tick. So stop by. They're at 1778 East Main in Prattville. Join their club before you go at BrianJewelry.com so you can get yourself $100 off your first purchase of $200 or more at Brian Jewelry in the preferred community adjacent to Twice a Day Millbrook. At 6:25, we have traffic and then the timeline, and then we'll be on TV today talking house rules, something we didn't get to do on Friday because of inclement weather.
Yeah, that was weird. Did you hear about that?
Yeah, I heard the signal was not stable.
Like not stable towards the last minute of everything. Like it's
sometimes
wild.
In the morning, and we talked about inversions and
atmospherics.
Stuff.
Yeah,
yeah,
that happens with our signal once in a while too. There's something in the river region here where it goes flippity flop.
Well, I was wondering.
That's probably what it was. At 6:25, and of course, before we hit TV. Likely, we'll have today's Baumhauer's winning word and a chance to win lunch for two at Baumhauer's Victory Grill.
As we head into the 6 o'clock hour, Montgomery Skywatch is looking around the river region, and there are no problems for you this morning. Just be careful if you're out there. We don't see any trouble on the interstates. They're up at a speed limit ride. The boulevard doesn't even have any delays this time of the morning. And if you're coming in on the 31s, we don't see a bit of trouble for you. Keep in mind, there's a movie being filmed at the old Greyhound station, the Freedom Rides Museum on Court Street, so that area is blocked off this morning. Early registration for summer term at Trenum State Community College is going on now through the end of April. Classes start May 22nd. Call Trenum State at 420-4200. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
If you've been injured in an accident, you can hire the Vance Law Firm with no out-of-pocket expense to you.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group with an updated market report for real estate in the River Region. Sales for new and existing homes are up for our area. So far this year, sales and demand are up over 12% from the same time last year. The supply of homes is down 9% for 2019 over last year due to the fact that homes are selling faster, not staying on the market as long as they were last year. The buyers in the market now seek homes in stable areas that have been updated, clean, and well kept. Buyers in this market tend to shy away from as-is properties because of the expense of updating and upgrading the home after the closing. Buyers will pay more, research has shown, if owners repaint, upgrade appliances, professionally stage, and clean the home prior to the time they put them on the market. For an updated market report for your home, all you have to do is call the Real Estate Source, the Goodson Group, 551-0225, or email me personally, BoGoodson@charter.net.
When you buy a certified pre-owned Subaru, that smart investment feeling never goes away. That's because every vehicle comes with factory-backed 7-year, 100,000-mile powertrain coverage, 152-point inspection, and a Carfax vehicle history report. During the Subaru Love Strikes Twice event, get financing as low as 0.99% for 36 months on a certified pre-owned vehicle at Montgomery Subaru. Extended powertrain coverage from original warranty start date. Special finance rates available on all Subaru certified pre-owned used vehicles 2019 to 2014 model years. No down payment required with proof credit.
Montgomery Subaru.
Dog is man's best friend. And while you may be making sure your pet has everything they need, the River Region Humane Societies need your help too. Blue Water Broadcasting and Acceptance Insurance are doing something about it. Help stuff our Sprinter van full of badly needed shelter supplies. Acceptance Insurance. Protection. Options. Peace of mind. It's our annual Paw It Forward Pet Drive. Donate what you can. From Blue Water Broadcasting and Acceptance Insurance.
For more information on the Paw It Forward Pet Drive, go to newstalk931.com.
Mr. Sandman.
Spring is here, my favorite time of the year, except there's no football, it's still too cold to swim, pollen. Okay, maybe it's not my favorite season, but it is a great time to buy a new mattress. My new lineups are coming in with introductory sale prices on products you won't see anywhere else in this area. Memory foams, latex, hybrids, and plain old mattresses are in stock. We still have many nice closeouts and floor samples at crazy low prices, including some Serta, Jameson, and Restonic sets. We also have a number of adjustable base floor samples discounted. A large selection of headboards and beds are on sale. Come to the store that actually tells you the price, not the payment for 5, 6, or 8 years. We have no interest financing with approved credit, but we have many nice mattress sets you can afford to pay for. Thick queen mats from $249, kings from $299, king adjustable bases from $299 while supplies last. Queen mattresses started only $99. We're open 10 to 6 Monday through Saturday with a huge inventory on hand on the Atlanta Highway in Montgomery and on Highway 14 in Millbrook, across from the Dollar General, Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Half off Easter candy sale. Tried to sell it, but they failed. Grabbing up bargains on Easter Monday. Yellow peeps of marshmallow. The prices are super low. It's half the price that it was yesterday. All the jelly beans are marked down. The cream eggs are really cheap. I'm overflowing my cart now with discount marshmallow peeps. Oh, half off Easter candy sale. Chocolate bunnies I'll inhale. Grabbing up bargains on Easter Monday.
It is 6:30 on the dentist's favorite day, April the 22nd. with your host, Rich Thomas.
On the 112th day of the year, there are 253 days left. Happy Earth Day. I'll tell you what, it's still one of my top five favorite planets. I have lived on Earth most of my life.
Yeah. You're not going to mention any names, are you?
No, you cannot get me to say Uranus.
Okay, because I was going to count them down, you know, for you if you wanted to.
Number five.
No. It is National Jelly Bean Day.
Oh, yeah, jelly beans.
Yeah. And NASA calls this Global Selfie Day, Global Selfie Earth Day. So I guess that means selfie of the planet Earth from a NASA satellite, I guess.
Oh.
Yeah. 155 years ago in 1864, Congress authorized the use of the phrase "In God We Trust" on U.S. coins. 1945, this is the day that Hitler told people in the bunker, yeah, we've lost this war.
And time to go.
Suicide is the only recourse. He would do that, allegedly, 8 days later. This is the day in 65 that the Beatles recorded Help. During an interview with Playboy magazine in 1980, Lennon said the whole Beatles thing was just beyond comprehension, so he was crying out for help. I mean, that's what the song is all about. 1966, this is the day the British band The Troggs released Wild Thing. By the way, that was the theme song of the rebellious pitcher Charlie Sheen played in Major League. Remember that?
That's great.
50 years ago in 69, John Lennon legally changed his middle name for some reason from John Winston Lennon to John Ono Lennon. Oh, no.
You got to be kidding. He changed it to John.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I'm afraid so. The first Earth Day was 1970, 49 years ago today.
Barely remember them.
Now, our song of the day. It'll wake you up and get you going on this Monday morning. School of Broadcasting students, here's the ultimate top of the hour song, and I mean that. Yes, sir. Set the Wayback Machine 27 years, summer of 1972. Group from Cleveland, Ohio, called the Raspberries. But the writer and lead singer is a guy you may have heard of, Eric Carmen, later went out on his own. This morning on your timeline, we're not going to go halfway. Nah, we're going to go all the way. Raspberries.
Never knew how complete I could be. She kissed me and said, baby, please go away. Feel so alive. Being with you here tonight. Please go away. Just hold me close.
Is the national anthem of Millbrook.
Yay!
Twice.
Don't be jealous.
1974, Paul McCartney's Band on the Run, number one on the U.S. album charts. You know how many times I've bought it over the years on different formats? Oh, my
Poor
God.
Poor Rich.
I have paid Paul so many times. 43 years ago, in 1976, Barbara Wawa became the first network TV anchor woman when she was assigned to co-anchor the ABC Evening News with Harry Reasoner.
Wee-wee.
For $1 million. Wee-wee. that pairing has never worked.
I mean,
they've tried it several times, and it's just never quite taken off. 41 years ago in 78, John Belushi and Dan Aykroyd first appeared as the Blues Brothers on Saturday Night Live. 25 years ago in 94, Richard Nixon died on this date at the age of 82 from a stroke. He was the first president to visit all 50 states.
Hmm.
And I think Obama was the first to visit all 57.
Uh-huh.
15 years ago in 2004, Pat Tillman killed by friendly fire in Afghanistan. He was the NFL player who enlisted in the Army because of September 11th. 2009, Phil Spector, 68-year-old music producer and psycho, was convicted
psycho
of murdering actress Lana Clark after a retrial that lasted 5 months. Some birthdays. Actress Cheryl Lee is 52. She was Laura Palmer on Twin Peaks. Byron Allen is 58. Peter Frampton.
Comes alive!
Little young Peter Frampton is 69 now.
Wow.
Movie director John Waters is 73.
Had him on my show.
Jack Nicholson, here's Johnny, is 82. Glenn Campbell would have had a birthday today. He died in 2017. And Eddie Albert, the Chores, the Stores, from Green Acres, 2005, he died.
He's 99.
And if people who didn't know before Green Acres, he had a big, big, long, illustrious career, right?
Yeah, he was in The Longest Day and a whole bunch of big movies.
Oh.
3 days we are till Take Your Kids to Work Day. My kid's right here. Hi, baby. 20 days till Mother's Day, Memorial Day weekend, 31 days, 4th of July in 71 days, and Thanksgiving, 220 days away. That's your timeline.
With your host, Rich Thomas.
Time now for Baumhauer's winning word of the day.
Oh, how exciting.
And the winning word of the day is...
roasted. You know, they have fire roasted wings, new at Baumhauer's. Signature buffalo-style wings, kicked up and fire-roasted with garlic parmesan sauce, fresh grated parmesan, and caramelized onions.
Wow. Mm, sounds delish.
That is a crispy, flavorful bite. Mm-hmm. You'll have to try. I think we need to bring a bunch of those over to the radio station just to certify that they're as good as they sound. See if I can arrange that. Roasted, that's your word of the day sometime between 3 and 6. When I come back half-baked, not roasted, you'll have a chance to win lunch for two at Baumhauer's Victory Grill if you're the ninth caller with that word when I ask you for it at 272-9228. Roasted, your Baumhauer's winning word.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Blue Haven Pools. Building and designing an amazing new smart pool is just a click away. Learn more about smart pools that are virtually chemical-free by visiting bluehaven.com.
Sunshine today with a high up to about 82, just a nearly perfect April day. Not as cool tonight, mostly clear skies, low 54. Tomorrow, middle 80s, I've got us at 84 with the mostly sunny skies. We'll do it again, mid 80s on Wednesday. Should be a dry day, partly to mostly sunny. Thursday, high around 82, risk of an afternoon shower. Then showers and thunderstorms Thursday night into Friday. Are they going to be strong, possibly severe this time? Oh, my gosh. I hope not, but we're still watching that system. We don't have a verdict yet on it. Nice weather returns Saturday and Sunday. Right now this morning, with clear skies, calm winds, it's 48 at 638.
Smart Skin Spa and Salon is the River Region's full-service med spa, day spa, and salon. Located in historic downtown Prattville, with over 500 square feet, Smart Skin offers over 100 services of all things beauty and relaxation. Find them online or on Facebook now.
It's showtime.
Getting ready to make our TV hookup. I was outside smudge, just enjoying this crisp, cool air. Who knows how many more days of this we'll have to enjoy.
Isn't that just crazy, though, that the severe weather keeps coming right at the end of the week?
Well, it's come a lot.
I know it's been really active, but I'm just saying.
Cycles like that. Before. Weekends, every weekend it rains for a while. And then
it's the biggest year for tornadoes this early in the year since 1950.
Wow.
Wow.
It has seemed very, very active.
Energize your day. Live from Montgomery, it's the all-new Rising at 6 on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
It is 6:39. A new survey asked people to name the top rules you're expected to follow at someone's house.
Over a quarter of people think it is rude to ask for someone's Wi-Fi password, but the most common house rules are taking your shoes off at the door, not getting your shoes on the sofa, and always flushing the toilet.
Well,
jeez.
A lot to talk about. We want to bring in 3 minute lady over at News Talk 93.1. Good morning, guys. I hope y'all are flushing the toilet.
Flushing the toilet?
House.
Yeah. Yes, you have to flush the toilet at my house. Jeez.
I try never to use anybody else's toilet. I don't like to do that.
Well, sometimes you have to.
Yeah, sometimes you got to go.
You have to. Oh, you mean...
I mean... Back to you, Jay.
Same.
But, you know... this Wi-Fi stuff. Do you think it's? Do you feel weird asking somebody their Wi-Fi?
I.
It Depends on how long I'm there.
Well, yeah, and I've never asked anybody for their Wi-Fi password, but at my sister's house in her kitchen, there's a little sign that says, our Wi-Fi password, welcome to our home, our Wi-Fi password is blah, 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 blah. Because they live in the country, and they don't get, you know.
That's a pretty good password.
Cell phone service.
Yeah, how do you spell that?
That's a pretty good password.
We'll see how it comes up on the closed captioning.
But anyway.
If I go to someone's house, and they tell me to play the music for the party, and they don't give me their Wi-Fi password, then I'm not playing the music. That's my data.
Right.
That's catering to the whole party.
Well, some people are fancy, and they have that guest Wi-Fi password.
Yeah.
I'll bet you do.
No. I do not. No.
Well, mine's my phone number, so.
Well, I wouldn't.
Well, I don't know.
It's a good thing you're not saying it on TV and the radio.
Yeah.
Now all we need is your address, and I know where I can get some
food. Julia's like, ease.
I would change it now.
Nah.
Yeah, see, I have no shame in it.
And flush that toilet, too.
I'm asking. Oh, gosh. I was always taught never to touch anybody else's thermostat.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
Yeah.
If
you go to somebody's house and you're getting boiled alive because for some reason they enjoy a tropical...
That's my grandma.
Is it rude to...
Is it rude to tell grandma that you either have a fire? She has one of those old Amish wood burning fire stoves that she and my grandpa just love, right? So she always has a fire going in there, even in the middle of summer. Yeah. She doesn't turn the AC on. Oh. I'm cold.
So it's because she's cooking?
No, it's because she just always wants a fire going in there.
Do you guys think it's rude? Is it rude to tell people to that it it's a little? Is it a little warm in here? Is that rude?
Well, you could.
I usually ask as a host. I'm always, hey, are you hot or cold? And all.
Yeah, that's right. That's a good host.
I've never
thing.
Had anybody go, hey, can I adjust your thermostat?
Well, I've got a sister. Yeah, I've got a sister who'll just walk down the hall and just bump it down a couple of degrees, and the next thing.
Oh,
that's what I'm talking about. You don't go down.
Where I've looked at the thermostat and said, "Who touched this?"
Yeah.
What about bringing MC something Thomas with you to a gathering of some sort?
Oh, you always take a hostess.
That you have to.
You always take a hostess gift.
I
think that's a pretty good rule. The issue is when you bring something and then you try to take it back with you.
I always, if you brought it in Tupperware.
Gathering.
Oh. Right.
If you brought it in Tupperware, you get to take your Tupperware home.
Well, that's true. Yeah. I mean, if you're just stopping by being like, oh, some of your mail got put in my mailbox, here you go. Like, you don't bring a hostess gift for that, but if you're invited over for a dinner, a party, a luncheon, you bring a bottle of wine.
You bring a bottle of wine and then and leave it.
Yeah. What if you're invited over for something, you bring, like you said, okay, you're in charge of this part of the meal.
Yeah.
You bring that, hardly anybody eats it. Can you take it back?
I don't
you
know.
Need
like,
to work on your cooking.
I was going to say, the only thing I'm taking home is some shit.
I didn't cook a thing.
The one carrying that. You don't want to fess up to that. Yeah, you're the one that brought that. So I would leave that dish right there.
What did you bring today, Greg? What did you bring?
This is an apple pie.
Oh. Are you leaving it?
Nobody ate it.
I can't open it until it goes back downstairs because of house rules here at Blue.
Oh, that's right. It is a house rule.
So it has to stay in its container.
Uh-huh.
The other thing is... something we'll discuss tomorrow, I guess. I just heard rap.
All right, guys. We will talk to you tomorrow. Have a great one.
All right.
There you go. All right. We have...
Now we take a nap.
No, now we go downstairs for deep breath of that fresh, wonderful air. This is also...
That apple pie air? You're going to go downstairs for the apple pie air?
That apple pie air. Adams Motorsports is closed today, but this is like the kind of day that they live to enjoy outdoors. And Kawasaki, through the end of April, has a special sales event called Let the Good Times Roll. And they're offering their lowest interest rates of the year, like under 3% on their entire product line. Anything that's brand new, you can buy it and get the lowest interest rate. And you're not dealing with bank type of... credit requirements when you shop there, so you'll be able to get what you want at a very fair price, and enjoy days like this. They're closed on Monday because Terry likes to have the give the staff the 2-day weekend, Sunday and Monday, so they can get out. Everybody that works there lives that lifestyle. But through the end of this month, the highlight, the spotlight is on Kawasaki and all the great products. That includes Kawasaki jet skis, by the way. They are resupplied for 2019, and it won't be long before the lake is warm enough to enjoy. So stop by and see Terry and his team at 528 Northeastern Boulevard, the bypass at Ackle, 24/7, AdamsMotorsports.com. You can get your credit app started for the Let the Good Times Roll sales event now at AdamsMotorsports.com. See the much beloved and glorious 5 minutes of playtime. Soon. 646, cheap and trashy coming up. We're just not sure who's doing it.
Traffic is brought to you by Formal Outings. It's your outdoor wedding and you want it to be perfect. So don't forget the restroom facilities. For luxury portable restrooms that pamper, please, and impress, visit formaloutings.com.
Montgomery Skywatch rolling on through the 6 o'clock hour and checking out the traffic situation, and everything looks pretty good this morning. We don't have a lot of delays. The boulevard's starting to show a little bit of traffic. We see a delay on 231 coming in out of Wetumpka at the River Bridge, but other than that, everything's going great. The interstates are up at a speed limit ride. Keep in mind, there's a movie being filmed in downtown Montgomery, and the area of South Court Street near the old Greyhound Station or the Freedom Rides Museum is closed for filming, so find another route around that. We also checked with the county, and it looks like that the Emerald Mountain Toll Bridge is still closed at this time this morning. We'll try to keep you updated on that. Prime Limited Leasing space beside Walmart is currently available at Premier Place Shopping Center on Cobbs Ford Road. For further information, contact David McClinton at 270-9177. Another great McClinton & Company development. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
I'm Stuart Vance with the Vance Law Firm. For a free consultation, dial 3 and talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
May I help you?
Well, howdy. I'm Bill the Electrician. Come to wire up your new air compressors.
Oh, well, okay. Never seen an electrician pull up in a camo Jeep with deer antlers on the front.
Yeah, that 3 points of beauty, ain't it?
No matter what your electrician is driving, make sure it says Crosby Electric on the side. Crosby Electricians will take care of your electrical issues professionally and for a reasonable price.
Bill, you sure you know how to design these circuits?
Well, of course. And if I do get stuck, I got a secret weapon.
Oh, yeah?
YouTube.
Oh, boy.
Crosby Electric has been serving this area for over 50 years. We have the experience to do your job correctly.
Okay, let's try out these new air compressors.
Bill, you blew up my new compressors.
Yeah, sorry about that. Here, take my Jeep. It's yours.
What?
I'll just keep the horn, if that's okay.
Protect your property and yourself. Always call the experts at Crosby Electric or visit us at CrosbyElectric.com.
Could you use $1 million? Then come play Make Me a Millionaire at Wind Creek Montgomery. It's our biggest giveaway ever. You can start qualifying now, and you'll have lots of ways to gain entries into the grand prize drawing on Sunday, June 2nd, including daily point earning, weekly free play drawings, and a last chance qualifier. You can even earn entries by playing online at WindCreekCasino.com. So come play Make Me a Millionaire at Wind Creek Montgomery and find your winning moment.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
Look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue. It's a block from the door.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time, and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
Brittany here with Wholesale Hunter, your destination for hunting, shooting, and camping gear. We are located in Wetumpka at the intersection of Highway 14 and Fire Tower Road. Our storefront is open weekdays from 9 till 5, but you can visit us anytime at wholesalehunter.com. We carry a variety of firearms, ammo, optics, and relating supplies. Call us at 888-900-4868. Please stop by and see us in Wetumpka or visit our website at wholesalehunter.com. That's wholesalehunter.com. Again, wholesalehunter.com.
Free pizza every third Thursday of the month at Folcarelli's. All you have to do is RSVP to 279-7431 and listen to the Health and Wealth Show weeknights at 7 on WACV. Don't forget to RSVP.
Live, local talk, the River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Easter's over and you feel like crap. Could it be the extra helping of ham or maybe one too many Easter cocktails? No, you feel like crap because you've got a peep hangover.
Peep hangover?
Did you know that four little yellow marshmallow bunny peeps equals one serving? That's 26 grams of sugar. Four times the recommended daily amount of sugar you should eat. And now you've got a peep hangover. The only cure? The hair of the dog. Or hair of the bunny. Finish off those peeps. You know you want to. This message brought to you by sugar, corn syrup, gelatin, food coloring, and diabetes.
Hollywood Hotel, good evening. The picture? Oh, yes, it's the biggest show of the season. Everybody's in it.
And now, here's Keep It Trashy with Emily.
David, hold on. Dear Diary, today, Emily started Keep It Trashy for the first time.
I don't want to get in your way here. I want this to be your segment, but I think you should probably go around the room and see if anybody watched Game of Thrones last night, see if they have a reaction to that. I mean, that's what I would have done if I were. I'm just making, it's just a suggestion. You don't have to. I don't want it back. I don't want to take it. Go ahead.
Just like a man.
I got your diary. Never mind.
Just like a dude. Here, Toots, I'm going to let you do something. But first, let me tell you how you should do it.
Well, you know Greg didn't watch. You don't watch. Rich will watch today.
I live in twice a day, Millbrook. I don't have time to watch.
I watched it last night.
They're doing the home version of it.
When it gets to the Game Show Network.
What?
No, go ahead.
Did y'all watch Game of Thrones? Do you want to discuss it with people who have no idea what Game of Thrones is about?
I didn't know.
All right.
I'll give you a setup for last night, though. It's it feels like the next episode's going to be real fun. Whoa. This one, you know how some episodes in the show, they'll cover, this went, three nights long. It's right. Not a whatever. They spent the entire 2 hours over, like, one single night.
Oh.
I mean, this felt drawn out. Oh. There were some things that were nice, reunions, that sort of thing. Right. But this felt like it was a, let's stretch this to get an episode out.
That's all I want
to
know.
How many did you see?
Oh. Was there any nudity?
One set.
That's it?
One set.
How much do you pay a month for HBO? Just one?
Anyway, continue on. Emily? I haven't looked over that.
There was more nudity last week.
Were they? Or
side boob.
Sidebar? Side boob.
Continue on, Emily.
I never started. How can I continue something I didn't
start? You asked about Game of Thrones.
I didn't mean to. I was told to by a man.
Well, you were doing what you were told.
So,
like any good woman.
If I was sitting here in pantyhose and a blouse, you would have not taken it that way? Is that what you're saying?
What?
What?
I mean, if I was a woman.
I already feel. No, never mind. Anyway.
Next, you should probably do the Hollywood box office.
God, she's never going to do this again.
Oh, no.
She's not going to do it now.
Oh, come on. No. Go shoving it through.
No. Put it back through the bank teller little thing.
Done it, just to say we've done it.
No, okay, yay, movies.
What?
The Curse of La Llorona, which is what, the Vanishing Woman or the Woman in White?
The Weeping Woman.
The Weeping Woman.
You completely
what? I don't know.
The woman, she cries.
It's new at the box office, and to the number one spot, $26.5 million. Shazam still in there at number two in its third week.
Good job, Shazam!
I want to see that.
The next debut in Cinemaland, Breakthrough, a little over $11 million, in at number 3. Captain Marvel, Little, Dumbo, Pet Sematary, Missing Link, Us, Hellboy, all still in the top 10.
Is Breakthrough, is that animated too?
Breakthrough is the one with the chick from the show This Is Us, and then the cute guy from Sweet Home Alabama, and their kid falls through the ice.
Oh.
And it seems like it's a faith-based thing, which is not bad at all. So it's nice to see that it's doing well.
Is there a commercial on TV for Shazam that authentic or kind of replicates what happens in the movie? Where this guy goes Shazam and this thing changes?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
It looks good.
Did you see it on Ariel
Marathon? Yeah, on Ariel Shazam. Back to you, Gomer.
Just a second. So, you know, when they redid the Amityville Horror and the whole Annabelle franchise, it brought attention back to the Warrens, who were the ones that investigated all those paranormal activities. Lorraine Warren has passed away at the age of 92.
You know, I was born in Lorraine, Ohio. I'm kidding. I'm not kidding. St. Joseph's Hospital.
Adorable.
So, yeah. She passed away.
Yeah, okay.
Next.
Thrilling, isn't it?
So fun.
Here's something that I'm concerned about. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure that you've already blown a gasket on your afternoon shows about this.
What is it?
About what?
The ABC remaking of All in the Family and the Jeffersons with a star-studded cast. You guys know how I feel about cover songs. I kind of feel the same way about remaking things that were fine the first time.
I think this is a terrible idea.
But ABC is staging live remakes of episodes of All in the Family, and that cast will include Woody Harrelson and Marissa Tomei playing Archie and Edith.
Do you believe that Marissa Tomei is Edith Bunker?
That's going to be hard to take. And you and I talked about it the other day.
Yeah.
There's new generations that know
nothing about the original show.
I can tell you that I'm actually kind of okay with the casting of Wheezy Jefferson.
Oh, who is it?
Wanda Sykes.
Oh, that's perfect.
I think that's really good.
No, that'll work.
But Jamie Foxx and Wanda Sykes is George and Wheezy Jefferson. I think that they'll have more success with the Jeffersons than they will with All in the Family.
No, but Woody Harrelson as Archie, I'm not sure about that.
I can kind of see that, too, a little bit. But the whole thing
is... Who's Meathead? Do you know?
I wouldn't be surprised if they got... Rob Reiner to make a cameo of some type.
Oh, you think so? Because he's one of the only ones left. Well, Sally Struthers is left.
Well, they've got, here's some. So the show will air on May 22nd. It's 90 minutes long, hosted by Jimmy Kimmel and Norman Lear. Ugh.
Did you say it's going to be live, as in now?
Yeah. And Ellie Kemper will play Gloria, which I think is a good casting as well.
I'm sorry, what's the date again?
May 22nd.
Okay.
Sweeps.
So, a month from today.
Okay. So sure, he'll get a huge tune in.
Yeah, this is just a one-time thing.
Yeah, okay. Will Ferrell will play their neighbor Tom Willis.
That depends on how it goes.
I doubt they'll turn that into a series.
Who was the funny black guy with the best lines of all? The young guy?
Oh, Lionel.
Lionel.
You know, the original
Lionel. Lines of all.
The original Lionel died.
Did he?
Yeah, very young.
I think it's a one-off thing. Maybe it'll be successful, but I think if they tried to turn it into a series again.
I don't think they would.
I don't think they would have any success.
I love how they gave him the lines that would make Archie look stupid. It was so funny. The Lionel lines.
Lionel used to play, this is what made it funny, he used to play to Archie's bigotry.
Right, exactly.
And he used to act like the kind of black person Archie seemed to...
Yeah.
And
Archie didn't get it.
He didn't. And it was brilliant. In fact, you know, that show debuted on January 12, 1971. I remember it was a class assignment to watch it.
Yeah.
And they said, be prepared, you're going to hear things on TV you've never heard before. And they were right. But that first run did not do that well. Then they